Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, taking your phone calls. If you just joined us, defiant North Korea has fired more rockets into the sea off the coast of Japan. They've broken the 56-year armistice. Now a state of war exists again. No one seems to understand what that means, but that is in Reuters and Associated Press. Key articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Iran sends warships to the Gulf of Aden. Navy, Reuters. Iran has sent six warships international waters, including the Gulf of Aden, to show its ability to confront any foreign threats, its naval commander said 2 days ago. Admiral Sayari, quoted by the ISNA news agency, made the announcement 5 days after Iran said it test fired a surface-to-surface missile with a range of 2,000 kilometers, putting Israel and the U.S. bases in the area within reach. Folks, everything is accelerating. Iran with Israel. Israel's saying they're getting ready to hit. Netanyahu came out 2 days ago and said, I don't care what the White House says. We're getting ready to hit them. Israel said they're ready for ground invasions, quote, conventional war. I got stacks of this, folks. This is off the charts. This is really getting bad. And you know, I hope this is just saber-rattling and it subsides. But all the geopolitical preparations, the economic collapse going along with this, historically, this has the makings of a typhoon in the parallel of storms. This is already a bad tropical depression with 100-mile-an-hour winds. This sucker looks like it's going to get cooking up to 200, 300 miles an hour. I hope that's not the case. Okay, but you got to look out the window and see the tornadoes coming at you. This isn't pretty. I mean, a state of war now exists between North and South Korea. And we're talking to Chris in South Korea. What are you, in the military? Are you a school teacher? What are you doing over there?
School teacher, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of hanging in here because I fell in love with a Korean girl. So
Hey, great stuff. So wait, you teach English over there?
Yep.
Okay, so tell me, you're saying it's not even big news there that the war is back on, at least on paper?
No. Well, people are really swept up with the suicide or murder of their former ex-president, who's like equivalent to the Jimmy Carter of South Korea. So this happened on Saturday, actually. His name
yeah,
is
I saw that.
R-O-H. So.
Well, I bet North Korea, as evil as they are, they know that the South politically may use a new war as a political diversion. Look, if politicians are all about to go to jail, and for those that don't know, South Korea has politicians going to prison all the time, including presidents because it's so corrupt, and that's how they fight with each other, they will start wars just to save themselves politically, won't they?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, chances are they killed this guy, too, because it ended all the corruption investigations for him. So,
of
I mean, that's what everybody's focused on. But another big thing about this, too, is, like I said, there's going to be thousands of people in Seoul on Friday, and that's the last day of the nuclear disaster drill with the Army. And I was also reading that apparently Obama's sending some special envoy over to this guy's funeral. Now, like, the guy was impeached. So why he would send somebody over for this guy's funeral, I have no idea. Like, I just wanted to say, like, if something happens here, it's not going to be the North. I'm positive it's going to be the South. It's going to be the U.S. It's going to be, like, 9/11 if something happens here. Because it's all...
And you think the North, as evil knows evil, and this is certainly a possibility, you think the North figures that's happening, so they're going ahead and saber-rattling... kind of like a dog cornered growling, saying, back off?
Yeah, because the South is actually being pretty aggressive towards them, like the North a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm aware of this, but I want folks to hear it from somebody in South Korea. And we're not saying that goblin Kim Jong-il is good.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, I know we got a lot of great callers holding here. I'm going to get to you, but we got a caller from South Korea. We get a lot of calls from there, a lot of military and university people over there. That's why I guess Chris was a teacher. Every time I get a call from South Korea, I say, what are you? I'm a school teacher teaching English, or I'm in the military, or I'm a contractor. And I've had family that's been over there off and on. And, you know, they say the South is really nice folks, really hardworking people, but it is an ancient culture. It is a police state with kind of a velvet glove over the iron fist. And the South has used the North as a pretext to engage in a lot of corruption. And the North is just off the chart evil. I mean, there is no doubt. It is like something out of a dystopic science fiction movie, you know, of like an evil planet run by, the vicious dwarf son of the previous dictator who's now creating a hereditary dynasty. That's why I hate kings and queens. That's what it is. It's disgusting. It's so sick when you see royals all over TV being worshipped. It's disgusting. It's Kim Jong-il worship. All right, Chris, finish up your points. You said they've got a nuclear attack drill scheduled for months coming up this week. I actually saw that in the news. Lots of military drills menacing the North, which is asking for it. No detente from the West. You know, they give them nukes, build them up, and then now are ready to have war with them. Same thing with Pakistan. While they use Al-Qaeda and Taliban to menace the central government, and their own presidents on record saying Taliban and Al-Qaeda works for you. You're destabilizing us. You killed Bhutto. I mean, this is really happening. The New World Order is going down the line with Iran, with the Middle East, with Iraq, with Georgia and South Ossetia and Russia and Ukraine and Poland and between China and India and Pakistan and with South and North Korea. And they are just stirring Africa. The globalists are stirring stuff up. This does not look good, ladies and gentlemen. This looks like when they start world wars. This is how the globalists do it. Now, I'm not saying they're going to do it because, you know, they've got us on the verge of world war a couple other times. But this is, we're probably in the next few years going to go ahead and have World War III, folks. And then people won't say, oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. It's not fearmongering. It's reality. They're the North has declared war. They say the armistice, the truce is off. We're back to war. That has been done. That is Reuters. That is AP. They're firing missiles off the coast of Japan. The vice president, the former president, as you just heard, killed himself supposedly. This is getting crazy. And you add to that everything else that's been going on. All this martial law stuff was about drills. So when the globalists start World War III, they can lock America down and get away with their geopolitical operations. All right, I'm going to go to watch in the next segment. Let's go to Chris in South Korea. Chris, finish up your point. I got to go to others.
I'll try to make it quick. The saber rattling isn't coming out of nowhere, actually, because the stealth for the past several months has actually been, the North keeps catching southern spies up there trying to assassinate Kim Jong-il or running a spy ring or something like that. The South has been continually actually provoking the North. So it's not coming out of nowhere. And secondly, if something happens here and there's a nuclear explosion, it doesn't match with the North's rhetoric, because the North wants to reunify and take over the peninsula. They want to shoot Japan with a missile. It wouldn't make any sense if a nuclear bomb goes off in South Korea. So, like I
said, but the North Koreans are trying to menace everybody. They do routinely fire missiles right off the coast of Japan. I mean, what about Japan coming out Monday, officially in their parliament, in their diet, saying we may go ahead and hit North Korea? I mean, this is getting crazy. And everybody knows Japan has a secret nuke arsenal, just like Israel.
Oh, yeah. I'm scared out of my mind here. Really. But
don't think for a minute, and this has been confirmed even in mainstream media, Japan, remember all the times they have nuclear explosions, reactor meltdowns, and there'll be, all these samurai types running out in their suits, in their hand mixing the uranium and plutonium. I mean, they've got so many nukes, it'll make your head spin. And this whole thing is just descending into insanity very quickly.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, folks, do you think the Japanese really don't have nukes? I remember in 1999, they bought the biggest one-time shipment of uranium and plutonium ever purchased. They bought, I forget the exact headline. Will you guys Google this and print it for me? Because I want to get it exact. Japan buys uranium plutonium from EU. And I want to say it was enough to run 10,000 reactors for 1,000 years or something. And it was all weapons grade. And then all these countries didn't want the triple hull tanker full of uranium and plutonium coming within thousands of miles of their nations. There were all those protests. That was delivered into Japan in 1999. And those assembly lines are just rolling nukes off and nuke-delivering missiles. If you think U.S.-made cruise missiles will shoot down your chimney, can you imagine a Japanese-made one? Those people in those factories, those secret labs, working themselves to death for the emperor. God help us. Let's go to, and Watson's coming up with a key report. Chris in Virginia, you're on the air. Chris hung up. Cal in Florida.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I had a really bad thought. If the New World Order wanted to get rid of all of us, couldn't they just release the swine flu and then put the cure for the swine flu inside the vaccination?
They've got to first drill everybody and prepare the police state and society with lots of weak soft kills to then train everybody that they're the saviors to make sure it's all done in an orderly fashion.
Yeah, but if they put the cure inside the vaccination, then people like you and me, we wouldn't take the vaccination. And there they go. They got rid of all the people who would oppose the New World Order. And then
yeah, I thought about that.
People.
That point's been made. That point's been made.
Do you think it has any validity at this point? I mean,
You'll know very fast locally. You know, the media will put out this info at first, but if people taking the shot, the vaccine, are saved, then you'll know it's good. If they're not, you know it's a fraud. But here's the problem. They were vaccinating people in Mexico with old flu vaccine that had no resemblance to this virus mutation, you know, when that was happening. So it's all, I mean, for 7 years, they haven't guessed the right flu mutation with the vaccines. Major hospitals like the Mayo Clinic have come out in a 6-year study last week. We covered it last week, reporting that you're 2.9 times, almost 3 times more likely to end up in the hospital or die from flu if you've had the flu shot. I mean, it's an absolute fact. My mother never got sick, and she was doing triathlons like 10 years ago, and they were saying, oh, you ought to get a shot a month before to make sure you don't get the flu, because the triathlon's in the middle of flu season, and she took it and almost killed her. Everybody I know has almost been killed by a flu shot. I don't need the Mayo Clinic to tell me. If I thought flu shots were good, I'd be rolling my sleeve up.
Okay, that was my only point, Alex.
That's a very astute question. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Sean in Minnesota. Sean, go ahead.
Hey there. Good day to you, Alex. This is a bad time right now. I hope I'm wrong, but I can just smell a false flag operation coming soon. I wanted to get your perspective on something. About a month ago, a good friend of mine turned me on to a documentary called September Clues. Have you seen it by any chance?
September Clues. You know, it rings a bell.
It's a documentary about. It presents.
Oh, I remember it. It's about airplanes not flying into the towers.
Yeah, it presents evidence that possibly the mainstream media, emphasis on mainstream media. I'm not picking on media in general, and certainly not the alternative. But it does present some compelling evidence that the mainstream media did.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, they did fake newscast drills in the first Gulf War, and we have the video of that. And, you know, they had fake news conferences with fake palm trees that they put on TV. And the Queen of England has been caught going to fake meetings in Africa, really on soundstage sets in England, you know, to meet with Africans because she doesn't want to get near them. But I have friends and family who saw at least one of the aircraft. And then I say that, and the TV fakery people say, no, you're an agent, shut up. So I've really seen a lot of unprofessionalism out of most of those people and a lot of craziness. And it has the hallmarks of a disinformation operation. Now, it looks like a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. The evidence, you have to look at the evidence. But with the towers, it's different. And but, you know, that's it. People are allowed to have their views and their opinions. Let's go to Eddie in China. Eddie, are you an American in China?
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir. Tell us why you're in China.
I'm probably running export company.
Okay, interesting. So you're over there. Give us your take on the whole Korean Peninsula situation.
Well, the thing is, on Chinese television, and I don't want to talk too long, they've been showing a lot of anti-Japanese programming. They've had a special about the Nanjing thing, and it looks to me like they're going to use that. If anything happens in that situation, they're going to blame it on Japan.
So they're doing a lot of news coverage about Japan and the occupation of China?
Not only that, Alex, they're doing a lot of actually television shows about the occupation. There's actually one that's popular.
Yeah, whenever you see that, that's what I'm saying. I'm seeing war preparation and media everywhere. Stay there. Then we're going to Paul Watson on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, Eddie and China finishing up with the saber rattling about China. Then Paul Watson with us for about 20 minutes, breaking down key points from his perspective at PrisonPlanet.com. Now, go ahead, Eddie.
Okay, so anyway, they'll show these shows, these dramas, the historical pieces, and then they'll show these new podcasts. They'll mention this. They just mention the Russian chants and that.
You know, unfortunately, your IP phone broke up. I'm going to let you go, Eddie, but call back in and we'll get you back on. Paul Watson, joining us from the United Kingdom. Headline at PrisonPlanet.com, State of War Between Two Koreas After Armistice Ended. This is a big deal. And you add to this all the military forces moving around the globe from Eastern Europe through Central Asia right into the Far East and the Korean Peninsula. This is serious business. Paul Watson.
Well, Alex, good to be back.
Good to have you here. Break down your take on what's happening right now, and then let's get into who really gave North Korea and Pakistan the nukes.
Well, as you just mentioned, North Korea is now repudiating the 1953 armistice, which was not a, it wasn't a peace treaty, it was just basically a ceasefire that ended the Korean War. And now they're saying that that is now not in effect, according to an official statement by the Korean Central News Agency. And they're also saying that any attempt to inspect North Korean vessels, which South Korea has said it will do with U.S. help, with the U.S. running the program, will be countered with, quote, prompt and strong military strikes. And we know that as soon as North Korea does anything against South Korea, then the U.S. is going to come to South Korea's aid. North Korea is allied with China, and just as during the Korean War, the Chinese military will support North Korea. And that will only be emphasized more so with the fact that U.S. troops, you know, if they're sent over there, will be right on the border with China, because China borders North Korea. So that's how serious.
Exactly. I hadn't even made that point that over a million Chinese troops were engaging the Marine Corps and Army and Air Force during the Korean conflict, as it was called. This is insane.
Right. So, I mean, the armistice in 1953 wasn't even signed by South Korea. It was signed by the U.S. and the United Nations. So, technically, North Korea and South Korea have always been in a state of war because they never signed a proper peace treaty. But that fragile ceasefire, that armistice, was still virtually in effect until today, when North Korea completely renounced it and basically declared that they're now in a state of war with South Korea. And if South Korea makes any movement whatsoever, then they're going to attack. Whether that's believable with what Kim Jong-il said in the past remains to be seen, but it's a very serious situation. Because if you remember, on the eve of the Iraq War in early 2003, when the threat of Saddam Hussein was being propagandized by the U.S. government in the media, the non-existent threat, as was soon to be revealed, Kim Jong-il was saying that he was going to, quote, destroy the world, and that was played down at the time by the media and by the U.S. government because they didn't want such obvious saber-rattling while they were trying to make the case that Iraq was the major threat, when Iraq was displaying fealty to everything that the U.S. and the United Nations was doing in terms of inspections. But now we're hearing the same rhetoric by Kim Jong-il out in North Korea. Not only by him, obviously by Japan as well, as you mentioned before, they're threatening to attack. But now it seems a lot more serious because of this second nuclear test. Now, what was interesting about the first nuclear test was that originally they claimed that North Korea didn't claim, but the Russians and others claimed that it was 50 megaton blast. It turned out to be one. And the latest one has turned out to be less powerful as well. It's only turned out to be about a quarter of what it was, the power that it was originally.
Exactly. Made. These are tiny A-bombs, if they're even that. They're probably just packing those tunnels full of a football field of TNT to register on the Richter scales, because they're not picking up uranium and plutonium.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We are breaking down the geopolitical angles to all of this and open phones throughout the broadcast today. Got one of the C-Think production guys that put out the New World Order film popping in for about 15 minutes at the end of the show today to give his comments on the incredible success of the film, but also the different sides that are attacking him. The left is attacking him, saying, how dare you make these people look so good? Some Ron Paul people are calling him, saying, hey, you did this as a hit piece against Ron Paul, the time, the 9/11 truth. That's kind of the mainline Republican ninnies. Hey, now Michael Savage says the government stages terror attacks. He's afraid Obama's going to do it. You guys are so stupid out there. Some of the other things that are going on. So that is coming up. And we're talking to Paul Watson. Paul, the world is a dangerous place. Governments killed conservatively, just the big governments, 200-plus million people last century. In fact, I show 200 million killed in Endgame and forgot to put what the Soviets did. I just messed up on the graph when I was telling the graphics guy, so it's 250 million at least. But let's just be conservative and say 200 million, because I did put the communist Chinese in there. I mean, government's the number one cause of death, unnatural death, and they're running around jockeying for global dominance and power. These people are bored. All the money, all the sex, all the... They're sick of it. They want war. They want power. This is the big game. You know, they call the most dangerous game hunting people, and you can still do that in Africa today. And it's been done, you know, by many ancient cultures. The Romans did it. The Babylonians did it. The Aztecs did it. Native Americans did it. Some of the tribes would capture other tribes and hunt them. Some of the Gaelic groups would do that. The point is, humans do this. Well, the elite do it on a mass scale. And, I mean, Paul, looking at the RAND Corporation document, I know your article gets into that. Let's get into RAND Corporation wanting war from your angle, needing war, what they said, and it's all tied in this masterpiece you did, and Kurt Nemo's done a similar excellent piece that covers some of the other angles. State of War Between Two Koreas After Armistice Ended, PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, North Korea Ends Armistice, Threatens to Attack South Korea. That's InfoWars.com. Different perspectives, different angles, because there's so many different stratas of this story. Watson, let's get into the RAND Corporation situation, historically what this means. It looks like battle lines are being drawn globally, and then let's explain who's given the nukes to Pakistan, who's given the nukes to North Korea, and who's even given the nukes, U.S., England, and Israel, and Halliburton to Iran. I mean, this is incredible. Every time it's the same people. And the question is, why do these countries take... It's like all the old Westerns where the evil guys just shot the, you know, the little pan miners, you know, been out there panning some gold. And there's a lot of true stories that these Louis L'Amour books and things are based on. And they come up and shoot the old daddy panning for gold. And his 12-year-old gets up and starts throwing punches at the bad guys sent by the railroad to steal the claim. And then they throw a gun down at the kid's feet and say, pick up the gun, kid, pick it up. And the kid picks up the gun and they shoot him. Anyways, I'm ranting, Watson. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the RAND story was something we reported on in October last year. And it was a story that came out of the Chinese media, which is obviously state media. But there was no apparent motive to making the story up. And it said that the RAND Corporation had gone to the Pentagon and lobbied for a new war. They said they needed a new, bigger conflict. North Korea was mentioned, but it was ruled out because they said they needed something bigger. Now, obviously, North Korea on its own is a small country, but if you're talking about American troops on the border of China, then that's World War III, if it escalates. They also mentioned Japan. Whether in the context they could attack Japan or set Japan up is unclear, but we know that Japan yesterday, their former defense minister, who's still in the ruling government, threatened, said Japan should basically abolish its pacifist constitution so they could attack North Korea with cruise missiles. So Japan could be involved in that way. But, yeah, North Korea was mentioned by RAND, but it was apparently ruled out at the time. My only hope is that this doesn't escalate, because the impression, from what I understand, is that China treats North Korea in the sense of keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. So if that's the case, I would hope that China is prepared to sacrifice North Korea for the purpose of not escalating this into what could potentially be World War III. And from what I've read, Chinese military officials are talking to Russian and South Korean military officials on how they can defuse it. So hopefully that will be the case. But these things can escalate out of control. I mean, Pakistan and India were on the brink of nuclear war in 2002. The people don't understand how close that came to being a reality. So these things can escalate quickly. And the fact that I'm in China next week, obviously, because China borders North Korea, I hope that it doesn't escalate, but it'll certainly be an interesting 2 weeks in China if it does.
an interesting choice of vacation destinations. I think Switzerland was better last year when you went there, Paul. And closer to home. But, yeah, I think you ought to cancel that trip if this continues to escalate. Maybe go take a few days off. Of course, you still write stories. You can't control yourself when you do take off 2 weeks a year for your holiday. I'm about to have to cancel my little two-day fishing trip. My wife and kids are already on their way out to a cabin, and I'm calling them up saying, I don't think I'll be there. We'll see what happens. The point is, the reason I might as well stay here is that even if I leave town and Burmese is in here sitting in, I'll just be down the street on a landline calling in at a hotel room to the show. So one way or another, I'll be here the next 2 days. Watson, if you look at how World War I started with the assassination of the Crown Prince of the Austrian Hungarian Empire, if you look at how World War II started, if you look at how they prod and manipulate, they first build up enemies. The globalists built up Hitler and then went after him. They built up North Korea going after him, built up Pakistan, built up Iran. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. These bankers literally build the Soviets so they can be an enemy. The CIA funds Castro and then supposedly loses control of him. They do the same thing over and over and over again, and there's no doubt that they armed North Korea. There's no doubt they armed Pakistan. The Pakistani president goes on TV and says the West is controlling Taliban and al-Qaeda to commit assassinations and destabilize the government. Only about a third, most of the populous cities, so it's the most of the population, but it's about a third of the geography. I've seen the maps of what Pakistan even controls today, and they're losing control of their nation, just like Russia lost control of Afghanistan to CIA-controlled operatives. And, we're not defending Pakistan or defending Russia. Facts are facts. And then our media has such contempt for the American people that they tell us Taliban and al-Qaeda are with the Pakistani government. I mean, how asinine is that? And they clearly launched the attacks on India. And we had the former head of Pakistani intelligence, Hamid Ghul, on breaking that down. I mean, it's the same M.O. over and over. Clearly, looking at this picture, they're trying to make the entire world descend into regional conflicts, and then NATO and the United States will play the part of saviors. Your take on that, Watson, and then let's get into who gave them the nukes.
Well, that's right. It's called order out of chaos. And this is why the major international arms smugglers are always protected at every turn by the military-industrial complex and U.S. intelligence agencies. Namely, Dr. A.Q. Khan, the father of Pakistan's atom bomb, who admitted in 2004 that he was the leader of a worldwide arms smuggling network that passed on both information related to construction of nuclear weapons, and also he had several front companies that manufactured key parts for centrifuges, which operated out of Dubai. And of course, the front company shipped these nuclear components to Iran, Libya, and North Korea. Now, I've posted on prisonplanet.com about 20 minutes ago an article first written in October 2006, because it's more relevant than ever today, written by Greg Palast, called How George Bush gave Crazy Kim the Bomb. And it discusses the fact that before 9/11, and the memo was released after 9/11 by Greg Palast via BBC Newsnight, top-level U.S. intelligence agent told Palast to give him documents proving it, that the FBI were issued by higher-ups a, quote, back-off directive, not only to people connected with the 9/11 Patsy hijackers, so their movements couldn't be traced. And
W-199I.
And also within W-199I was an order to, quote, back-off Khan Iran labs Pakistan the bomb. That's a direct quote out of the memo. Khan labs Pakistan the bomb. So here you have, shortly before 9/11, in 2001, the FBI being ordered to back off A.Q. Khan while he was conducting this illegal international arms smuggling operation and giving nuclear technology and nuclear secrets not only to Iran but also to North Korea. And it goes back even further than that, because as far back as 1975 and also again in 1983, Dr. A.Q. Khan kept coming and going out of Holland, which made the Dutch authorities deeply suspicious of what he was up to. And they tried to arrest him for questioning in 1975 and 1983, but on both occasions, the CIA intervened and said, leave him alone. And the Dutch authorities were prevented from arresting A.Q. Khan. And the former Dutch Prime Minister said, quote, the man was followed for almost 10 years, and obviously he was a serious problem. But again, I was told that the Secret Services could handle it more effectively. And he later stated that Khan was allowed to slip in and out of the Netherlands with the blessing of the CIA.
And the evidence goes on and on in your articles you've got up at PrisonPlanet.com. Another facet to that is the fact that we have ABB. It's not enough to have the technology and the know-how and the centrifuges. You need the fissile material. You need the uranium, the plutonium, and the reactors. And that was ABB. And who was the head of ABB? The European company, the Swiss company, when it transferred the systems to in the mid-1990s. It all got blamed on Bill Clinton. He was certainly part of it. And Daschle was involved as well, mafia boss he is. But the bag man was good old Donald Rumsfeld.
That's right. And this was in 2000, 2 years before North Korea was declared part of the Axis of Evil by George Bush in his State of the Union speech. Now,
and then you've got Halliburton giving the nuke parts. You can't make this up. This is Associated Press. Halliburton goes, oh, well, we have a special allowance. We're allowed to give the nuke parts to Iran. I mean, folks, they're not patriots. They're here to suck you dry. The government doesn't care about you. They're a mafia. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rumsfeld was asked about that in 2002 when it came out. And he basically said he just doesn't remember. But then he had people who were on the board of ABB with him. Rumsfeld was an executive director getting paid nearly $200,000 a year, who said that he directly lobbied other war hawks to get the deal done, to get the light water reactors sold to North Korea. And at the time, the excuse was that light water reactors can't be used to make nuclear weapons, which is a bit of a strange thing to say when the United States at the time was, and still is today, chastising Iran for having light water reactors. But in the case of North Korea, they claimed they couldn't make nuclear weapons.
Well, there's also a different type of light waters, the type that, according to the weapons inspectors and physicists, that Iran has can be used, but it's very hard. The type of light waters given to North Korea by ABB and the West are the perfect type.
Henry Sokolsky, quoted in the article, head of the Non-Proliferation Policy Education Center, said, light water reactors could be used to produce dozens of bombs worth of weapons-grade plutonium in both North Korea and Iran. This is true of all light water reactors. Then he said, these reactors are like all reactors. They have the potential to make weapons, so you might end up supplying the worst nuclear violator with the means to acquire the very weapons we're trying to prevent it from acquiring.
Of course. You tell a good old boy this. They can't find Korea on a map, and they just say, shut up, commie! We need to nuke them! And you're like, the government's taken our freedoms and our rights, our government's been hijacked, and they just look at you like you're an idiot, when meanwhile Rumsfeld is running around arming everybody. I'm sick of these traitors wrapping themselves in the American flag, Paul.
And then even after Bush declared them part of the Axis of Evil, he gave them another $95 million in 2002, and again, more money in January 2003. Those light water reactors, we're told, the building of them was suspended later on. So the key thing that I emphasize is the AQ Khan connection, because people say, oh, those reactors were dismantled and all this. But it's still interesting that they knew these light water reactors could produce nuclear bombs, and they were happy to give them to the Stalinist dictator Kim Jong-il when he was threatening to destroy the world at the same time, and actually firing missiles, one of which, of the warhead, actually reached Alaska. That was reported by South Korean.
Oh, Hans Blix, oh no!
I don't think Hans Blix is going to be too keen on inspecting those weapons if the South Koreans and the US try to get that deal through.
Ah, yeah, I try to make jokes about it. Gallows humor. Paul, do one more segment with us and an entire hour of your phone calls. I'm going to break down some other key points in economic news. This doesn't look good, folks. I mean, you got Israel running wild, saber-rattling, Russia doing it, China doing it, Japan doing it, North Korea doing it, South Korea doing it, Pakistan under Al-Qaeda siege.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv at the second segment, 8 after, next hour. I usually do about 3-4 hours live. We did yesterday. We did 3.5 live. We always do at least an hour and 50 minutes or so live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Another reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, 5 years up and running since April 5 years ago, so 5+ years. All of my films in super high quality. My radio show simulcasted with documents and exclusive video clips. Extras for my major films that are not in the films. We're about to put some of the extras that were not on the DVD of the Obama deception just for PrisonPlanet.tv members up next week for folks. Coming up next week on June 3rd, the Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo will be posted for PrisonPlanet.tv. More of the behind-the-scenes interview I never released at PrisonPlanet.tv before. You can also get that entire DVD, 90-plus-minute presentation, at Infowars.com. That is going to be shipping out starting next Monday. We just got those in, the DVDs, today. We also now have the new monthly best of, the first monthly best of with David Icke, Alan Watt, and many, many others. That is available at Infowars.com. And your purchases also make this radio show possible. So I want to thank everybody for their support. Plus, these films are waking people up. Endgame, Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies by Jason Burmes, Truth Rising. They are all so important. That's why the establishment's trying to demonize us and counter us. If you take action and get these films and make copies, nothing can stop us. But PrisonPlanet.tv, it just gets better and better. It's been redesigned, upgraded. A bunch of new functions are going to be added soon. Phase 2 of the upgrade. Check out PrisonPlanet.tv today, because we're going to have quite a few new things. That new monthly best of is going to be up there next week. The new Aaron Russo presentation is going to be up there, with a lot of never-before-seen footage starting next week at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your calls are coming up. Cal, Derek, Fred, Dave, John, Leo, and others in the next hour. Paul Watson, the few minutes we've got left, so many angles, so many points to all this. Are you sharing my concern historically with the RAND Corporation documents saying they want this war and everything else, that the globalists need a war, and that all over the world they're pulling out the stops to try to cause regional conflicts as a pretext for wider wars?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Obviously, whether this is going to be it, nobody knows, and the keystone on which it will rest will be China's reaction, because if they, you know, commit to their agreement with North Korea to defend them, then it could escalate into a wider conflict. So cooler heads have got to prevail. We witnessed similar things in October 2006 when there was that first nuclear test, which basically turned out to be a nuclear fizzle. It wasn't a massive bomb by North Korea. But I'm seeing much more saber rattling after this one, this time around. So hopefully it's going to die down again, but with the U.S. military-industrial complex busy coddling and protecting the biggest arms dealers in the world, like the CIA asset A.Q. Khan, who sold North Korea its nuclear weapons and the know-how with how to construct them, then anything's possible.
Absolutely. Hey, on a side note, Kevin Trudeau just text messaged me. Hi, Kevin. Pretty wild to find out he's a podcast listener for years, Watson. That's interesting, huh?
Yes, it is.
That article about him saying he was hanging out with the Bilderberg people in Greece, by the way, is up on PrisonPlanet.com. Well, let's hope this isn't World War III, the beginnings of it, Paul Watson. We'll keep reading your reports.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.